Good to excellent harvest conditions will occur across portions of the Midwest over the balance of this work week, but we are expecting a cool front to cut through the region as we get into the Friday through Sunday period, and that will set back some field progress. But this particular frontal system is not going to produce rain for more than a few hours in any location, and most of the precipitation will be light and brief enough that field work will only be disrupted for a very short period of time. But the moisture will be welcome for some of the wheat planting that's underway. But across the Midwest, a lot of that wheat planting will occur after some harvest takes place. So it'll be not necessarily a big issue for the wheat planting at this point in time. We do expect, though, to see temperatures staying warmer biased over this next week. And that means the temperatures will stay in a position where we will evaporate moisture out of the soil more quickly than we put it in. And net drying conditions will occur, and this will be really an ideal environment for speeding along crop maturation and helping to assure that harvest delays are only very brief across the region. The daily highs will likely work their way back into summer-like readings. We'll start off here today with readings in the 60s across the Great Lakes region and 70s in most other areas. Might be an 80-degree reading or two in the lowermost Ohio River Valley. As we move into the day tomorrow, we'll look for afternoon temperatures again about the same as today. But when we get into Thursday and Friday, we'll see a lot of 80-degree temperatures evolving from Iowa to Ohio and southward, and we may see some temperatures getting into the middle 80s in some of the southernmost parts of the Midwest. Cooler air will come with that cool front that's going to be moving through the Midwest from west to east as we go from Friday into Sunday. The cooler air will bring in afternoon highs on Saturday to the 60s across Nebraska and northward into the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, while 70s and lower 80s will still continue across the eastern and lower parts of the Midwest. On Sunday afternoon, everybody will be back into the 60s and 70s, and we'll likely see that prevailing on into Monday. Our low temperatures at night will certainly be non-threatening over this next 5 to 7 days. No temperatures in the frost or freeze threshold are expected, except maybe in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota as we get into the heart of the weekend. The models today are not necessarily jumping on this, but it looks to me like once that frontal system moves through the upper parts of the Midwest, we will see temperatures return to the same range that they were in during this past weekend. We may see some soft frost occurring across portions of the Dakotas and maybe a part of Minnesota during the weekend itself. Outside of this issue, next week's weather looks like it will start off in a warming trend and then turn cooler again. Some of the longer-range forecast model data suggests that temperatures could get rather nippy towards the latter part of next week, so we're not turning our backs on that prospect that we could see more frost and freeze conditions a little later in the week next week, but that is not necessarily in the official forecast at this point. We're just continuing to monitor the situation. As that colder air comes in later next week, we'll probably see at least one more frontal system come through the region. It may generate some shower and thunderstorm activity. And again, today the models are not necessarily focusing on that issue, but I do think there will be more precipitation. It should be brief, though, just like this weekend's event, and we will probably still be able to see field work advance fairly well, both before and after that frontal system moves through the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.